It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The pivot, the turn, had to take place in order for you to get to the place that you've been desiring to get to. We just didn't want to turn. We didn't want to go to the unfamiliar street.
Right.
But that street leads to exactly what you wanted. Staying on the street of familiarity was going to lead you to the same results that we've always had. So getting on a different street was unfamiliar. It was changed, but it leads you somewhere different.
That takes a strong self-talk, babe. It really does, because that's very scary.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Self Talk Experience. I'm Tracy Self, and this is Darnell Self.
What's up, everybody?
We are so happy to be here today.
Yeah, another episode of the Self Talk Experience. I told you she'd be back.
I'm here. Oh, before I forget, I wanted to give a special hello today to two of our Self Talk viewers, Tina King out of New York and Brittany Clark in St. Louis. Thank you so much for supporting us all the time. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We appreciate you all and all of your support over the years. With the self-talk experience, and hopefully you all are gaining some insights and some tips on how to say better things to yourself about yourself.
It helps me.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's helped me.
It really does.
It's helped me tremendously. And the good thing is when you're hanging out with people who are also working on their self-talk, so they're saying better things to themselves, and you can acknowledge and celebrate them for saying better things to themselves. So then they're attracting better things for themselves. And guess what happens? Because you become the sum of the people you hang out with most, you become that average, then if they're attracting better things for themselves, and you too are practicing on your self-talk, and you're attracting better things for yourself, then man, together we got some synergy.
Yes, and it feels good too. So I always try to remember when someone is displaying characteristics like that for me, when I can see their growth, to tell them. It feels so good to be affirmed and acknowledged and noticed that what you're doing is making a difference and it's making a change.
Oh, I notice you.
You do, babe. You notice me. Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. So last week.
What did you talk about?
You didn't listen or watch?
I'm going to watch it. I promise I'm going to look at it because I want to help myself talk.
Last week, for those who were attentive and listened and took notes, unlike my co-host here, we actually talked about write what's over top of my spin bike.
Write what's over top of your spin bike.
Yep.
Do it now?
Do it now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sometimes later becomes never.
That's good. Oh, that was probably really good. I'll watch it.
Okay. All right. But today, let's talk about change.
You know what? We talked about change years ago, like season one. And that was when I was really very, very adamant about not liking change, not embracing change and not wanting to change.
Yeah.
So it's very fun. It's funny that you're
How have you changed talking about change?
I've changed because I feel like I've learned to embrace it. And almost I'm scared to say look forward to it. I think because we just did a big move.
Yeah.
We moved to another state. And it's a big change.
Yeah.
It's like one of the biggest changes I've ever made in my life, actually. Especially at this big age to make such a change. And I've been enjoying the change.
Okay.
And I think that if this had been years ago, I don't know if I would have been in the same place.
Yeah.
And I really think that my self-talk over the past couple of years has made a difference and it's helped me to be in this place.
I agree. I mean, we've talked about change. We have learned how to help others to navigate change. So it's one thing when you're talking about it. It's another thing when you actually are living it. And I want to talk about that. It's another thing when you start to teach other people how to do the same thing. And I think that's what's really helped you out too. Because a lot of the topics that we have chosen for our episodes have revolved around change. Why? Because, you know, one of the first things we should talk about when it comes to change is that acknowledge that it's going to happen.
Yes, change is actually inevitable.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is what has been so scary for me. Because you know that nothing stays the same.
Yeah.
Nothing stays the same. And I think I would take that and go a negative route with it instead of going in a positive direction, because a lot of times, like most times, change is amazing. Change is great, right? But I think because we're so scared of the unknown, we reject it.
Yeah.
I know that I can speak for myself that that was something I definitely rejected.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, everything's fine like this. I don't want anything to be different. I don't want anything to change. But that means you can't grow.
Right.
If you're saying the same, that's basically being stagnant.
That's exactly right. And I think part of it was because we hadn't really talked about dissecting what self-talk really is, what it means, how it impacts you. And I think once you were able to define what it was that you were saying to yourself, you were able to acknowledge that, adjust it, and have a different perspective on it.
Right.
So perspective, interpretation. And so you started to interpret things differently and you're like, hey, how about we look at this at a different viewpoint? And that's when we started really talking about self-talk and how it can be so awesome. Because let's say that the change wasn't necessarily what you would have defined as a good change, but your viewpoint, your perspective about it was positive.
Okay.
And so, like, let's, for an example, so we moved to Texas, and since we've been here, it's been 6 months now. Somebody hasn't driven since we've been in the state, not one time.
That's a change.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay.
That's a good change, actually.
She didn't even really like to drive anyway. And I actually love to drive. But my point is, I could easily think, man, I'm an Uber for my wife. Like, you know, I take you to the grocery store. I take you to get your lashes done, nails done, hair done, you know, all the stuff, right? And it could easily, for me, this change could feel like it's a burden. But it doesn't, because it's perspective. I get to take you to those places.
And you're so sweet. You never make me feel like you don't want to. You make me feel like you enjoy it.
Because I do.
But I love that.
But again,
it doesn't have to be that way.
Yes. And so that's what we're going to teach today, though, because it's so easy to say, oh, yeah, man, what you doing, man? I got to take wifey over to the grocery store, whatever it is. That sounds like it was really negative,
that
didn't it?
Sound
right. But I get to it. Here's the perspective, right? Here's the viewpoint. We have to consider how things could be.
Right.
And so somebody's like, man, if I just had a car, I'd be happy to take my kids, my wife anywhere if I could just get a car again. I used to have one and, you know, things happened during the pandemic and I lost my job and I haven't had a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Car sits, right? So that's what I mean by a viewpoint. I get to.
Right.
I'm not even thinking about that.
Right. But it works for me too, because I could go the other way. Mm-hmm. And some, what are you doing? Oh, I have to go in here and ask him to take me to the grocery store. Right? It could be the same, but
yeah,
then you
so
have
true.
The person that's like, I wish I had a husband that I could ask to take me to the grocery
store. That's so true.
So it's the same.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Yeah.
Different viewpoints and perspectives.
Yeah.
But the same.
Yeah. And I think that's key, right? To embrace that. So number one, acknowledge that change will happen.
It's going to happen.
Like,
I know.
Change is a part of life.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Like, it is a part of life. So to expect that change won't happen means that you don't want to be on your journey of life.
Right. But even like raising children, when you have them, you're like, I want them to stay this age forever. I love this stage. I love this age. It's going to change.
Yeah.
They're going to grow up and they're going to get older.
That's right.
But now I'm in a different phase where I get to be with my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a change, but it's a great change.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, you have to embrace it because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So acknowledge, embrace that change is a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
Check your viewpoint, how you're interpreting the change, because perhaps we could look at it differently. And sometimes we don't take a second to assess how we're looking at it, and we don't even realize that we're coming across as negative about the change.
What do you mean?
So let's just talk about the move to Texas.
Okay.
We could easily say, yeah, so I'm not like my mom. My beautiful mom is 86. So I could easily think, yep, I'm just moving so far away from my mom. But instead, if you take a second and say, okay, how often did I see my mom when I was one state away?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, is there a possibility for me to see her the same amount that I'm 8 states away?
Or even more, because you're intentional, even more now.
That's right.
Because you're farther away.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So sometimes we get upset about things and the change, and instead of taking a step back and
yes.
say, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe what I'm frustrated about, discouraged about,
mm-hmm.
if I look at it differently, actually, it could be helpful. It can move in a direction where it's favorable.
Yes.
But if we don't take time to look at it that way, then perhaps we're missing out on opportunities to really embed the situation, our lives, the
That's
opportunity
good.
that we're facing. So
That's good.
Yeah. So we're talking about change.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about you not driving, even though I think you should go ahead and just give it a shot. What's holding you back from driving, by the way?
It's different here. The roads are different. It's unfamiliar. I left my vehicle in Maryland. Mm-hmm. So maybe if I had a vehicle I was more comfortable driving, because both the vehicles we have here, I'm not comfortable driving.
Okay. Okay. And, so that means, go for
and
it.
And because
you like being a passenger princess.
I do, but to be honest, I don't feel the pressure of having to. Maybe if you made me feel like I needed to, I would be more inclined to do it.
Got it. So I need to make you feel
like. But you're
like,
so sweet. You don't make me feel like it.
I need to make you feel like I need to say, look, man, ask me one more time.
But so, no, I can try.
No, I was just asking a question.
I don't drive in Maryland.
Right? No, not really. Don't drive a lot. Yeah, in Maryland. So that brings me to my last point here. So we said acknowledge change, just know it's a way of life. Check your viewpoint on how you're interpreting the change. And then the last one is be open to it.
That's good.
Be open to it, right? Because here's why I say this, be open to it, because it could be, this change could be exactly what you've been looking for, praying for, seeking. And because it doesn't look like it at the onset of the change, does not mean it's not becoming exactly what it is. The pivot, the turn had to take place in order for you to get to the place that you've been desiring to get to. We just didn't want to turn. We didn't want to go to the unfamiliar street.
Right.
But that street leads to exactly what you wanted. Staying on the street of familiarity was going to lead you to the same results that we've always had. So getting on a different street was unfamiliar. It was changed, but it leads you somewhere different.
That takes a strong self-talk, babe. It really does, because that's very scary.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Be open.
That's very scary. It's scary to be open. Especially when you perhaps have been on that road for a long time, or you've been on that road several times and got off and got right back on, right? That's very scary. So it could kind of take the wind out of you.
Yeah. But guess what? The beautiful thing about being in a place where you're, let's use your words, scared. That is the environment in the space where courage is developed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's good.
You see, you cannot become courageous without the presence of fear.
Right.
There is nothing for you to become courageous for if there's no fear there. But in the presence of anything that caused you to be a little scared, hesitant, afraid, is where courage is developed. So if you want to become more courageous, positive self-talk, then get ready for some type of fear, some type of situation that makes you slightly afraid or scared, like you said. And that's a beautiful thing. And this is the power of self-talk. It's a beautiful thing to be in that space, because now you get a shot at developing courage. You get a chance at becoming better at every step along the way. And not say you have to take 10 steps, because you're right, it can be very intimidating.
Right.
But one step at a time, you're like, all right, I took the one step in the dark. And I take two steps in the dark and three. And by the time you get to the 15th step, you see some light at the end. And you're like, oh, my gosh. But the first step was scary. The room was completely dark. But by the time you got to your 15th step, now you see a light at the end of the tunnel. And it took courage to take step three and four and five while it was still dark. And that's the power of being afraid and yet still doing it.
I love that. That's really good.
So, guys, we hope that we've helped you to embrace what's inevitable, and that's going to be change.
Yes.
To get a perspective on it that perhaps allows you to have a different interpretation of it. And then you start to realize, you know what, let me just be open about it, because maybe this is happening for me and not to me. And that's what we firmly believe.
Take a shot.
All right, guys. Remember, self-talk, critically important.
Yes.
The things we say to ourselves about ourselves will eventually determine what we attract for ourselves.
Yes. And if you want me to drive so bad, maybe buy me a new car.
See you guys. Oh, geez.
Thank you for listening to the Self Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.